This is St. Louis Public Radio. Another preliminary ruling Tuesday to place tariffs on foreign steel is a good sign for any possible restart for operations at U.S. Steel's plant in Granite City. The mill has been temporarily idled due to a glut of steel from international producers and the drop in global oil prices. The plant produces steel for the petroleum industry. Roughly 2,000 Metro East workers have been laid off. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt recently spoke with two of them, including Collinsville resident Bill Hunchy, who lost his job just before Christmas.
December 23rd, I was working in the gas hazard shop, taking care of meters and changing batteries and just maintaining meters. Prior to that, I was working in what they call byproducts, the coke oven area.
How did you find out that you won't be going to work indefinitely?
They just come in and handed us the papers and you're temporarily laid off. Short and sweet.
So how tough has it been?
It's been up and down. It's been pretty tough.
Have you been through this before?
Yes, in 2008. Okay. I went through it before. It was 6 months, I think. This one's a little different because of all the dumping of the steel and this and that, and you don't know if you're going to go back or if it's really temporary.
Are you just waiting now to see if you get that call back? Are you out looking for another job?
I'm just kind of waiting and right now, and I'm going to take a few classes and go from there. Just wait and see what happens.
How tight is it to go find something?
It's pretty tight. There's really nothing out there like what we had.
Are you frustrated? Are you angry? Are you patient? How do you describe your emotions as you go through this?
I'm just trying to take it day by day. Sometimes you get frustrated and the emotions get to you a little bit, but I'm just trying to stay positive is what I'm trying to do.
And how difficult is that?
It's difficult, but you just got to go by day by day.
Jason Anderson is another unemployed Granite City steel worker. He has been at the plant for more than 23 years, but was told in early January that he was laid off indefinitely.
I was in the utilities department for the blast furnace area. It's iron making.
Describe that a bit more for those who may not be familiar.
Well, utilities is what generates your wind and your powers for your furnaces to keep the furnaces running. I mean, it's just a support for the furnaces.
In 08-09, you were more upbeat or had more of a positive inkling about the overall outcome compared to now?
It seemed like action came quicker. We've been kind of barking about this for a while. It's been some time. Let's make movement. And we wait until everybody's hurting, and then a lot of people are laid off. And then they start making, and it seems like our government kind of says, okay, now we're going to start seeing what we can do for you. We've been told you have to show hurt before they'll step in. If you look at the Trade Act back in the early 70s, I don't know what year exactly, that was implemented for this to stop these things from happening. But for some reason, it's just not enforced. And here we're repeating ourselves again from 08 and 09.
Are you hopeful that things will get back online in Granite City?
I have a lot of hope that it will. I mean, I really hope, you know, but you gotta cover your bases. You still got to be looking because you just don't know for sure. I mean, Granite City Steel's been there over 100 years. It's always been a good place. It's always seemed to be the good moneymaker, and you just hope that never ends.
What have the last few months been like for you?
You start watching your money, obviously, you know, and got to stay home more. You're talking to your other coworkers. What do you know? What do you hear? You know, and it's always, nobody really knows. But yeah, that's my, you know, your feelings are, you have a little bit of uncertainty, but you want to keep the hope that it's going to turn around.
Are there any other places you've had to cut back?
I just don't spend the money. We don't go out to eat. I mean, that's just something you don't want to be doing. And the money's there, but you got to watch what you're doing. You know, later on, things might get tighter.